BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 8 overview. The Greek and Roman cultures were full of idols and temples where people would offer sacrifices, including meat. People would buy and eat this meat at the temples, or sometimes they would bring it home and eat it with their families. Paul answered a question about this. The Corinthian congregation was asking if it was okay to eat this meat since the idols weren't really gods. He said, sure, as long as it doesn't cause someone with a weak conscience to sin. According to Paul, some had a weak conscience and others a strong one. How weak or how strong depends on how I continually act with the revealed knowledge of God, His character, His will, His design, His word, His Son, and His Spirit. Romans chapter 1, verses 21 through 25, Ephesians 4, 17 through 19, and 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 2 through 5. Sorry. Paul said even Christians can have a weak conscience if their understanding isn't correct. As I grow in Christ and do the right things, my conscience becomes stronger. Truly, I have grown a lot and need to change my thoughts and actions through the years. Growing in conscience isn't easy, for my sinful nature is always there. God writes His word on my heart through the Holy Spirit, helping me and my conscience. Romans chapter 7, verses 15 through 21. God did not create man with a conscience. Adam and Eve knew God. Since they had not sinned, they did not need to determine if what they were doing had been right or wrong. Yet, God told Adam, excuse me, you must not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. When he and his wife ate from the forbidden tree, they gained a conscience and passed it down to all. They learned good and evil. They gained a conscience. Love for others is much more important than my rights, what I can do. God has taught me a lot from years of studying the Bible, prayer, living by faith, and His insights. Sometimes I see others have a wrong understanding of things, and thus they can have a weak conscience. I should not cause them to stumble by my rights in Christ.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.